this week, assassination in Seoul sparks a U.S. warning. Ohio Senator John Glenn.
I think the main concern is that North Korea not make any miscalculations and start any military action toward the South.
The exiled Shah secretly flies north to New York.
His Imperial Majesty the Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi has come to the United States to undergo extensive medical examinations at the New York hospital.
Big oil profits rile Senator Durkin, among others.
The American public is fed up and furious.
And Senator Proxmire's mad about a $4 billion misunderstanding.
I can't understand that ridiculous Fed mistake. I've never seen anything like that happen before.
I'm David Jackson, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Friday night, South Korea found itself torn violently from an era. Its president of 18 years, Park Chung-hee, was assassinated. Bruce Dunning reports.
Korean radio and television have been playing only music dignified enough for national mourning, music interrupted by tributes to Park. For 2 days, newspaper headlines have remained the same. President Park is dead. But during these 2 days, the government has reversed its explanation of how he died. Park was killed in an almost gangland-style massacre early Friday evening, but not until dawn Saturday was the news announced. By that time, martial law had been decreed, and thousands of soldiers and armored vehicles were stationed in the streets. At first, it was said that Park was killed, quote, accidentally. But 36 hours later, the martial law commander announced that 6 men had been arrested for killing Park, his chief bodyguard, and 4 other security guards. The man who planned the slayings is the Korean CIA director, Kim Jae-kyu. But some sources say the other 5 may have been unwitting participants. According to well-informed Korean sources, they may have been told they were heading off a conspiracy against Park by the bodyguards. There is no indication that Kim or anyone else was attempting to seize power. Some say Kim killed Park out of fear that he had lost presidential favor. Others say he might have believed Park had been in power too long and was incapable of responding to national needs. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Seoul.
The U.S. warned North Korea not to take advantage of the situation, and so far the North Koreans appear not to have been ready or perhaps not willing to pounce. A flash in the ocean prompts nuclear concerns. That story after this.
All aboard!
Darling, I can't let you go.
Victoria, it won't be forever.
Oh, you'll write me every day, won't you?
Of course.
Do you have the cookies I baked for you?
And the letter you wrote me to read on the train.
Oh, Charles, one last embrace.
Victoria.
What's this in your coat?
Yeah, it's a Time magazine.
Where did you get it?
Oh, I must have taken it from your apartment, silly.
What?
I don't mean you, silly. I meant silly.
Charles, that's my apartment. Time magazine.
I know, darling, but it's a long train ride, and I wanted to read Time. It's so me.
Well, why didn't you buy your own Time magazine?
Darling, don't you want me to enjoy Time's book reviews and theater section?
But then I shan't be able to enjoy Time's education and dance.
Victoria, please, my train is about to leave.
Well, then you better hurry and give me back my time.
I can't believe this. You said your heart and soul belong to me.
Well, my heart and soul are one thing, but I never threw in my Time magazine.
But I thought your time was my time.
Oh, nice try, but no dice.
Well, the train is leaving.
Don't
I'll pay you for
no
the magazine.
Way, Jose,
Time magazine, the most colorful coverage of the week. Pick up a copy.
The U.S. this week revealed it detected a flash in the ocean south of Africa last month. Did South Africa detonate a nuclear device? South Africa says no. Secretary of State Vance hedges.
We picked up on the 22nd of September indications from one of our satellites that there may have been a low-order yield nuclear detonation of between 2 and 3 kilotons. That has not been confirmed by any corroborating evidence.
The latest from South Africa is that country's Navy is investigating the possibility the flash was caused by an accident aboard a Russian nuclear submarine. U.S. reluctance to let the exiled Shah of Iran into the country was overcome this week as the Shah took a secret night flight to New York for gallbladder surgery and cancer treatment. Some Iranian oil workers say it's all a ruse. They say they'll move to stop oil exports to the U.S. if the Shah isn't sent back to Iran for trial. U.S. oil company profits cause a row. That when the world this week continues in 1 minute.
You can't fight double-digit inflation alone. That's why you should find out more about Delaware Cash Reserve, the money market fund that pays high daily dividends and at the same time gives you complete liquidity. You can even elect to write checks of $500 or more on your account to pay bills or taxes and continue to collect daily dividends until the checks clear. Or you can transfer money by wire to your bank. All you need is $1,000 to open an account. There are no sales charges, no withdrawal penalties, and no monthly maintenance fees. For a prospectus giving complete information, including management fees and expenses, call toll-free 800-523-4640. 523-4640. Read it carefully before you invest. Find out how you can help fight double-digit inflation with high daily earnings. Delaware Cash Reserve. The money market fund from the Delaware Group.
As the nation strains under dollar a gallon gasoline and 90-cent home heating oil, the oil companies caused a stir this week, reporting record third-quarter profit increases. Texaco logged a 211% jump, but company vice president William K. Tell says it's all in how you look at it.
The percentage increases, I think, are quite misleading. Texaco's earnings on the average for all petroleum and products sold are 2.4 cents a gallon. And that's a very modest amount when you consider the enormous investments and risks which we're taking all over the world in order to bring gasoline and petroleum products to the American people.
But those American people, says New Hampshire Democrat Senator John Durkin, those people are fast getting fed up.
We're never going to get inflation under control with energy prices like these and energy profits. And they say they're going to use it for drilling. But Mobil drilled and drilled and drilled till they found Montgomery Ward. Exxon drilled and drilled and drilled till they found Reliance Electric. So they're not using their profits for discovery and for exploration.
The Federal Reserve Board this week admitted a big whoops that led to big losses in the stock and bond markets. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Proxmire was astounded.
They made a mistake of between $2 and $3 billion in estimating the money supply. They said they got bad figures from a bank. Correction, I understated the mistake the Fed had made. It was a $3.7 billion error.
It was a clerical error. New reporting forms caused some confusion, and the House Banking Committee is calling in some Fed officials to ask just what is going on. The presidential race continues heating up. Chicago's Mayor Jane Byrne turning around to make it known she'll back Senator Kennedy. He saying he'll announce by Thanksgiving and continuing his non-attack on Jimmy Carter.
What we need today is the same quality of leadership we have always had at our greatest moments in the past. We want action, not excuses. We want leadership that inspires the people, not leadership that abdicates its responsibilities or blames the people for malaise.
The president borrowed a page from the Kennedy campaign book to poke a little fun at the Kennedy style.
In the next few weeks, I will make a statement of my own concerning 1980. Tonight, I won't say exactly what that statement will be, but I can say this for all those of you who are my friends, you will not be disappointed. I asked my mama. Rosen said she'd be willing to live in the White House for four more years.
And we're still a few days shy of November 1979. The World This Week, produced by Harry Polosian. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.